Uncle Bevan Costello is an elder from Cherbourg, northwest of Brisbane. He's protecting himself and his community.
I feel more confident now that I'm fully vaccinated.
At the beginning of the week, less than 5% of Cherbourg's residents aged 15 and over had received two doses. More than 1,200 extra jabs have now been administered at a pop-up clinic.
There's been an awful lot of hesitancy and false information, if you like, flying around.
Health authorities say mixed messaging about AstraZeneca and vaccine myths are to blame, but sentiment appears to be changing.
The community is slowly changing attitude and becoming, the demand's increasing a little bit.
Vaccine take-up has also been slow in the far north Queensland community of Yarrabah, and there are concerns about what will happen when Queensland opens up.
The borders won't be delayed because Yarrabah is not vaccinated, and that is my biggest concern.
Experts are warning immunisation rates need to increase rapidly after multiple Aboriginal deaths linked to the COVID outbreak in New South Wales.
While we still have these very low vaccination rates in communities across Australia, we are going to be susceptible to the same magnitude of outbreaks and the same consequences.
We've just brought forward our outreach that's happening in some of those Indigenous communities because we have got more supply coming now.
A handful of teenagers were also vaccinated at a clinic in Cherbourg this week.
We hope with that now and that they see that kids are fine, that more families will start to bring their kids in.
So I think it's important to immunise us against this deadly virus.
Queensland Health was hoping 80% of Cherbourg's population would have received at least one dose of the vaccine by the end of next month. But considering the slow uptake, the target has now been shifted. They're now aiming for 50%. Johanna Marie, ABC News, Cherbourg.